Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
You're on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Coming in, God bless you, Peter Berger, and see you, amen.
Elder Blue Ratney, man, Elder Oliver, Sister Tamisha Brown, all the way in Nebraska, amen. Elder Willie Guyton, amen. Sister Nicole, we see you. Sister Kenya, amen. God bless you, amen. Elder Victor Blue Ratney, amen. God bless you, sir. Sister Pamela King, amen. We see y'all. Y'all keep making comments. Go ahead on and like and share. Amen. Like and share. Let someone know that we are already on. Amen. That we're already having ourselves a good time. Amen. So just I say, come on over here. When the table is spread and the feast of the Lord, is going on. You can drink from that fountain that never runs dry. Amen. Acts the 5th chapter. Amen. We want to call your attention to verse 40 and 41. Amen. Acts the 5th chapter, verse 40 and 41. Amen. Acts 5. Amen. 40 and 41. Amen. Let's get there. We're going to try to have this hour service. Amen. Try to be through about 8 o'clock. Amen. Onto my heart, on behalf of me and my wife and my children, we thank y'all so much for the love and support that you have been sharing during these Thursday night, family night services. You could be doing a lot of other things, so we don't count it robbery that you take the time out, amen, to be a part of our service, amen. And we believe and thank God that you have been blessed over the past year, amen, from these services. So let's go ahead on and go there. Acts the 5th chapter. We want to start at verse 40 and go into 41. Amen. 41. On the count of three. Amen. Right where you are, just read it along with me. 1, 3. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Verse 41. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Amen. Let's read verse 41 again. That's what we're going to take our subject from. Amen. On tonight. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing, they were happy, that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Amen. Amen. We want to talk tonight for the next, amen, 30, 35 minutes from the subject, my punishment produced my praise. My punishment produced my praise. Amen. Look at the name that you got one and say, neighbor. The truth of the matter is, my punishment produced my praise. Fathers, in Jesus' name, as we come now to preach and teach your word, we ask that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh give any glory in this service. And all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, every heart shout, amen. Come on, say it a little louder. My punishment produced my praise. Here's the truth. This is the truth. This is just the truth. A lot of us didn't praise God. Amen. We didn't dance. We didn't shout. We didn't celebrate until we came through some struggles. Amen. Until we came through some hardships. Until we came through some punishment. Amen. We didn't really appreciate what God was doing. We didn't appreciate the favor that was on our mind. Amen. But when hardship came, when struggle came, maybe it was sickness. Maybe, amen, it was some family issues. You had boundary problems. Your job issues, your career wasn't going the right way. There was something that happened in our life that triggered us. Amen. To amplify or magnify our praise to our God. Because we can look back and we can remember when we was stuck, when we was messed up, amen, when we was tore up from the floor, I couldn't get up, amen, but God, I would be good. Don't hit me tonight. All our thoughts and thoughts are me, amen. Sometimes it just seems right. Oh, yeah, the world is having its way with you, amen. You read the story of Job, and, amen. Sometimes you got issues in your life that remind you of Job. And you remind it, and you look back and say, well, how in the world did Job make you do that? What Job went through was for Job. The question tonight is, have you been considered? Can God put your name on the ballot? Yes, sir. The devil is thinking what he may desire. The Lord is glad that he walked into the throne. He's looking for a challenge. He's looking for a threat. Amen. And if God wants to call your name, if God wants to put your name on the ballot for the main event of your life, right in the night, will you be able to say, would you be able to praise him in the midst of struggle, in the midst of turmoil, and think right, and that everything is going to be, can you still lift up your hands and say, for God, for the things you've done, if you don't mind, although it's not a popular conversation, you have, we must conclude that life will have its fair share of ups and downs. And here's another truth. Here's another truth for you. Some of us experience more trials than we do ourselves. The prophet Saul some years ago. Amen. I was looking for a Job that said, all of my good things, I have some good things going on. I've had some bad things. I've had some hills to grow.
Good parents will punish their child.
you a parent out there now, and man, you can agree, you get tired sometimes of telling Junior the same thing over and over again. You get tired telling, amen, the little dog the same thing over and over again, and then it gets to the point where you got to do something in order to get their attention. And it's just like that little girl. Amen. God has been telling some of us the same thing now for years, over and over again. And sometimes we just get hard-headed. Amen. You hardly ever hear anybody say that anymore. God, you're just hard-headed. God, you're just hard-headed. Amen. And it's bad. Not only is bad when you got children that's hard-headed, but it's even worse when you got a spouse. Oh, let me to say, but that's hard-headed. You tell them what they should do. You show them the word. You show them what the Bible is about. But they still got their mind made up. They still got their heart fixed that they're going to do it their way. And when they find out that their way is the wrong way, then they know it's all up to you. Then you tell them how many times do I have to tell you the same thing? You're just hard-headed. Amen. God has to tell Israel, you're still making it just hard-headed. You won't do what I tell you. I bring you out of one thing and you're not grateful. I bring you out of something else and you're not grateful. Amen. Anybody has ever experienced that in your life? Amen. Amen. Sometimes things happen. Amen. Sometimes things happen. So as a child, I didn't get many whoopings. I didn't get no punishment. Matter of fact, I don't know. Remember being on punishment. Amen. I don't remember. Amen. But I didn't get many whoopings, and I didn't get, amen, punished too often. But as an adult, I'm grateful for the few that I did receive. Amen. Those punishments, those whoopings. Amen. It helped. Amen. Nurture me. It helped. Make me and help mold me into the man that I am today. God, yes, sir, those things, amen. I knew, because the Bible says, those that the Lord loves, he chases. Amen. And if you are a good parent and you love your children, you're not going to let your children just continue to go astray. Have I ever heard this here? You're not going to allow your children to just keep doing what they want to do. Amen. So I'm grateful for the few weapons. Amen. That I did. But the benefit is, amen, let's look here. Now the difference, the difference is we were punished for doing wrong. But when you're on God's side, you might get punished for doing the right thing. Amen. Let me say that again. As a child growing up, amen, you may get punished for doing something wrong. Even as an adult, you may get punished. Yeah, that's why the prison system is ever growing. You get punished for doing something wrong. But when you're on the Lord's side, amen, let me help this here. When you're on the Lord's side, when you're trying to stay up, amen, and be a good soldier, you might get punished for doing the right thing. Amen. There's a difference there. Amen. As earthly parents, we punish our children for doing the wrong thing. And it's just, it's right. Amen. But when you come on the Lord's side, you might get punished for doing the right thing. Amen. Is that right? Amen. But the benefit is God will work those things out for our good. Yes, sir. I don't care how much punishment the world sends our way. I don't care how much, amen, we get, amen, ridiculed. God has a way of working those things out for our good. I am telling you about the way of turning things around for our good. And it ends up benefiting us. And the devil is confined. The devil is confused because he don't understand how is it that we can get praise God and the way we've been punished. Amen. As a child, if you didn't get punished, you may not ever have known what you've done was wrong. And it's just like that with God. If you don't get punished, if you don't get chastened, if you don't get corrected sometimes, you may not ever know what you were doing was wrong. Come on, amen. Sometimes we go to church, amen. This preaches something that you don't know. Amen. Not that he's preaching it wrong, you just don't like what he preaches. So you decide you want to run to another church. Amen. You go to that church and that preacher, you don't like what they Bethany, you may not have knew what you was doing was wrong. But Bethany, you may not ever know what you was doing was right. Because there was no type of punishment. There was no type of conflict that happened in your life. Amen. Don't you understand, Jesus? I know we call him the Prince of Peace and all that. That's right. He is. But he also came to bring a division. Love gets told. Amen. Salvation gets told. Amen. There's a separation that has to take place. Huh? There's a separation that has to take place. Amen. I know we, and I went just a couple of verses ago. I know we saying, learn about it. No matter how they die, we saying, rest in peace. But everybody ain't resting in peace. Somebody's in hell. Oh, y'all don't like this, I'm preaching. Amen. But you know what I'm telling you. Amen. Everybody's not going to hell. Everybody's talking about heaven ain't going. Amen. The Bible of the Bible declares that hell has been worshipped. It was admitted, it initially was made and created by the devil and his angels. Amen. But because of the fall of man, because of sin, amen, because of man, now it has been enlarged. The hell has gotten bigger. And not only do you got the word out here, but then you got the lake of fire. Amen. But at the end, dead hell, amen, dead hell and the great all are going to be cast into the lake of fire. There's going to be weeping in that nation of peace. Amen. The Bible declares by the bottomless pit, you're going to be in hell, feel like you're falling. Amen. Another hit the bottom. So everybody talking about heaven ain't going. Amen. I know it sounds good to say rest in peace, but amen. Take your wings. All this stuff we do at the funeral and all this stuff. No, listen. You better tell your cousin, tell your mother, tell your daddy. Now, they tell your baby daddy. They're going to get themselves right with the Lord. Lord, help me here tonight. Tell them they're going to get right. Get your business fixed with the Lord.
Right.
Amen. The only way to get to heaven, you got to go through Jesus. Amen. You can't go by airplane. You can't go by train. Amen. You can't go by mall. You got to go through the door. Amen. And Jesus said, I am the door. Amen. You got to get right. And listen, let me make this plain and clear. Might not get my offer tonight, but that's all right. I can make it all right. Amen. Let's make this clear. Amen. Not only must Jesus be your Savior, your personal Savior, but you got to make him your Lord. That means you got to live upon the how he's saying living. You can't keep fornicating and talking about you saved. You can't keep fornicating. You can't keep committing adultery and talking about you love the Lord. You can't keep lying and cheating. Amen. Amen. Gossip and nightmare and carrying on and claim to be a child of God. Man, what you get saved from if you still on the same way? What you saved from? Oh, help me. Amen. But I think I'm tired. I'm told the church that I think I've been corrected. You know, church that we are making a so we therefore continue this sin that Christ may have. Then the answer was no. God forbid. How can we ever die for sin? Live that wrong any longer. You claim to be straight, but you still acting the same way. You still mean nasty. Amen. You're just nice, nasty. Lord help me. Y'all don't like this. You don't like that type of preaching no more. Amen. We won't talk. We this preaching that's going on now, making everybody think you okay. You okay, you're sleeping with someone else's husband, you're okay, the Lord bless you. You're sleeping with someone else's wife, you, amen, doing all kinds of stuff that you know is against the word of God, amen, but here is no good reason that will make you think you're okay, amen, here you are sitting on the cushion, thinking that you're okay, amen, the preacher don't have the man say so, God got the man say so. You better make sure you don't get your business fixed, let me close out of here. Well, I don't have nobody watching. Amen. Look at the neighbor and say, neighbor, my punishment produce my praise. Let's look at verse 27 and I can get on out of here. Acts 5 and 27. Amen. At this time, this is pretty much the beginning of the church, beginning in Acts 1, the first church, amen, the day of Pentecost and all these things took place. Luke is writing to Theophilus, telling him about what had taken place in Jerusalem, what about Jesus, and here, now Peter and the apostles, amen, and the 120 and several others have physically received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, they got the Holy Ghost now, and now that Peter has the Holy Ghost, amen, early in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, or all the folks,
You don't care about him, and you don't care what that man, the man's
The God of our fathers raised up Jesus. He was testifying. When he threw it hanging on the tree. Him that God, him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior. For to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. We know in Scripture the glad that Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not, but to his men that received him, to them gave he power to be sons of God. Amen. He went to the house of Israel. They rejected him. Amen. He was bringing forth repentance, bringing forth forgiveness of sin, and an opportunity to repent. But they forsook him. Amen. They denounced him. They didn't want what he had to offer. So here's Peter is reminding them of what they had done. Amen. Verse 30, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom he threw and hanged on a tree. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witness of these things. Listen, beloved, you should be a witness of these things to your family. You should be a witness to what Jesus has done in your life, on your job. Amen. In the restaurant, from the downtown house to the White House, wherever you find yourself. Amen. Pray. Listen, begin to ask God to open up a door for you to witness, to open up a door for you to testify and tell somebody what God has done in your life. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so it is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. Amen. You obey God. Amen. God gives it to you. It's a gift. Amen. It's a gift. The Holy Ghost is a gift. It's a package. Amen. Just like when you open up a chart, amen. Sometimes they'll tell you battery's not included. But then there are some cars that they got everything in there. They got the batteries. They got the tools. In order for you to put it together, that's how the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost work. Amen. You get one, you get them all. Lord, help me tonight. When they heard that, when they heard that, this is verse 33, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. What Peter and the apostles were telling them made them mad. And sometimes when you're dealing with folks, when you tell them what they're doing is wrong, it'll make them mad. When you tell them what the Bible declares, it'll make them mad. Here as a preacher, Lord, here as a pastor, amen. I've been meeting service. I preach. Lord, I don't preach so much. I make myself mad. And myself told me, amen, that I'm mad at the people that I don't care. And it's bad when you get mad at yourself. Your fire tell me, amen, I'm mad at you. Amen. So they hearts were cut. That's the job of a preacher. Amen. You don't need no preacher that every time you listen to them, they're making you feel good and you know you're living in sin. You need a preacher that's going to tell you to come out to the world and be ye sober. You need a preacher that's going to cry out and stand out. Amen. Let us just say, amen. Verse 34, then stood there one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel. Amen. Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had a reputation among all the people and commanded to put the apostles forth. Amen. I'm going to speak many of them in the room. Gamaliel, amen, was a very popular person. Amen. A very popular Pharisee at this time. His grandfather was very popular. Amen. Was one of the religious leaders before he came on the scene. His grandfather was very popular and had could get the audience, could get the people, you know, could get things to happen. Amen. And here, Gamaliel, the same Gamaliel that Paul testified that he set at his feet. Amen. So Gamaliel is here, amen, in the Sanhedrin, in the council. He's a doctor of the law. He had a good reputation among the people and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. And said unto them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. He's telling the council of the Sanhedrin court, y'all be careful. Be careful what your plan is concerning these men. Look at verse 36, and I'm almost out of here. For before these days rose up Julius, amen, Julius, boasting himself to be somebody, like a lot of folks do now, have done throughout the years, boasting himself to be somebody great, calling himself the Messiah. Amen. So had to obey him were scattered that brought to Noah. Gamaliel is reminding the council about Phineas. Amen. He had a good church. He had a good following of about 400 men. But when he died, his church died. Amen. The people scattered. This is what Gamaliel is telling me. In verse 37, after this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing and drew away much people after him. He's giving about Judas of Galilee now. He started his church. He had a good following. Amen. Amen. And he also told, and all, even as many as the base him, were his first too. Amen. So he gives about Phineas and he gives about Judas. Amen. Two different individuals that started their own religion. Lord, you better be careful when you get hooked on the book that started their own stuff. Lord, let me hear. Amen. You'll be crazy. They already crazy. You'll be crazy. Everybody will ask you, amen. Be looking at you like you're crazy because you done got hooked up with the wrong person. Amen. And now I'm telling you, I'm almost refrain from these men. And let them alone. For if this council of this world be of men, it will come to know. You want to make sure you find somebody that is called of God. Okay? You better make sure. Amen. Amen. Let's read that again. And now I'm saying to you, refrain from these men. Leave the apostles alone. And let them alone. For if this counsel, or this will be of men, it will come to know. And the million is just simply trying to tell them, it'll be like everybody else. If what they're doing is of men, if this preaching about Jesus Christ ain't real, it's going to crumble. Then he said in verse 39, I feel like getting on out of here. But if it be a dog, he cannot overthrow it. Let's have it. You need now even to fall against God. Lord, help me. I got my 20 minutes to say that. The million, it's all in verse 39, but if it be a dog, and I've been telling y'all the moment God before us, then the who don't matter. No matter who comes, let me hear it, son. Who comes or goes? None of that matters. If God is on our side, then, yeah, nothing else really matters. If God is before us, then the who really don't matter. Never do we or should we desire what's up. I'm doing that like that. Because we are others that we know cannot remain successful. But you can never follow alone if you're doing what's the wrong thing. You can never go ahead if you're following the Bible. You can say in the dark of the night, I
Amen. And we can deal. We are no good to God at this time. Thank you. Thank you.
to suffer with him. If you suffer, Saul says, if I suffer, I shall gain eternal life. Are you willing to go all the way? Even if it's embarrassing. They got whipped. They got put in jail. But they refuse to stop preaching and telling folks about Jesus. If you be ashamed of him before men, he'll be ashamed of you before his father. Tell the world. Some say, I can tell the world that I'm blessed. I can tell the nation that I'm blessed. Tell them what the comforter has done. Some like that. And he brought joy. Great joy to my soul. It ain't going to always be easy. He didn't stay in with me. His yoke is easy. And his burdens are light. We can find rest for our soul. The punishment what the devil meant for evil, God will always, for his children, only for his children, God will always turn that thing around for your good. They were excited, the apostles, the disciples, that they were found worthy to suffer shame for his name. What does that mean? Here you are claiming the name and you live in it and people on your job talking about you, running you down. And here you get excited because they're talking about you because you are living and doing what Jesus has told you to do. You don't get quiet and, well, I ain't going to say nothing else. I ain't going to talk about it no more. They're picking on me. Why is everybody always picking on me? No, you don't take that type of attitude. You say, really? Oh, man, it's an honor to suffer shame. It's an honor to be embarrassed. They talk about me on my job, my family. They don't invite me to stuff no more. You used to be the one invited to everything, but now you say that you love the Lord and you tell me I can't do that stuff no more. I don't do the things I used to. And sometimes your family will be the one, oh, girl, I remember when. You ain't all that. You're right. I'm not all that, but greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And folks will bring up your past. When they bring up your past, you bring up, amen, bring up their future. Because if they don't get their life right with Jesus Christ, in hell, they're going to lift up their eyes. And they're going to wish like the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man wanted, Abraham wanted to send Lazarus back to tell his brethren not to come to this place. And Abraham said, he can't do that, but they got Moses and the prophets, they got all them now to let them listen to them. They don't hear them, they're not going to hear if one came back from the dead. Y'all better hear me now! This goes for family, this goes for friends. You better get your business fixed with Jesus. One of these days, you're going to have to stand before God and give an account. And you can't say, I didn't know, especially after you got choked in the back. You can't say you didn't know. So he's going to rewind this day back and say, you remember that? Remember that preacher told you? And you didn't want to listen. You thought you had more time. You didn't know that tonight your soul was required of you. I don't care if you're a bishop, an evangelist. I don't care nothing about that. Care what you are. They're going to be bishops in hell in the lake of fire. They're going to be evangelists die now. It's going to be worse for us because we knew. We knew the way. We knew what we should have done and didn't do it. I'm through. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, something that's been said on tonight that pricked your heart, that encouraged you. You thought you was the only one being punished. You thought you was the only one, amen, that the family done turned their back on you. You thought you was the only one that don't get invited to the family reunion because you too saved. They done said that you too saved. Can't invite her. Don't invite him. Don't nobody want to hear about no Jesus. I'm trying to get high. I don't want to hear nothing about no Jesus. See, Jesus messes up the high. But there's a high you can get in him. Ooh, I feel another wave coming. There's a high you can get in him. And you can yet be sober. But you can be high in him. So don't worry about when folks scandalize and talk about you too saved, you too holy. Ain't that much Jesus in the world? Yeah, it is. It's that much and more. One of these days, every knee gonna bow. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry on tonight, this word, the punishment produced my praise. It may have pricked your heart. You've gotten silent because of what everybody else is saying. You had a great testimony, but because they ridiculed you, because they talked about you, you stopped giving your testimony. But after tonight's message, you feel rejuvenated to get your testimony back and tell the world what God has done. Hallelujah. What God has done. You can be a blessing on tonight. We're not asking for any certain amount, as we do every Thursday, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. There's no amount too small. There's no amount too large. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart. If you don't lay anything on your heart, you don't feel it. Amen. I urge you to give on tonight, and don't you do it. But if you do, we want to give you the ways in which you can. Cash out information is $OZ264. It's on your screen. Amen. $OZ. That stands for Omar Zachary. And the number is 264. Or you can call, giving debit or credit. If you want to give by debit or credit or PayPal, you can call our financial officers on tonight at 678-760-6056. Once again, 678-760-0056. For those that would like to give by debit, credit card, PayPal, some of you may have missed Pastoral Sunday. Amen. Pastoral Sunday was just this past Sunday. And you may have missed the opportunity then. Tonight you can do it. Or whenever the Lord lays it on your heart. Okay? And if nothing else, then just pray for us. Continue to pray for me and my wife and my children. Amen. Continue to pray for us. Okay? That we continue to be about our Father's business. Now that's what we want to do. We want to hear the Lord say, well done. While we in our garage preaching, like we're in a church full of folk. Ain't nobody in here but me and my family. Why are we doing this? Why are we singing in the instruments and playing and acting like we, because it ain't an act. This is our life. It ain't an act. This is the way, this is us. And ain't nobody going to change us. This is the way we do. We love the Lord. Amen. And we want to be a blessing to his people. But when my time is up, my wife can say I had a great husband. My children can say I had a great father. And those of you that know me, you say he was a good man. He was all right. Amen. Amen. So we thank you tonight. Meet us back Sunday morning. It'll be our third Sunday service this Sunday morning coming up at 9 o'clock. Amen. Meet us. Amen. As at my home church, they would say, come join us, won't you? I don't see why don't you. Amen. Come on Sunday morning. Amen. At 9 o'clock, those of you that can't make it to the sanctuary, meet us back here, Facebook, Chaos. We want to thank Elder Oliver, amen, tonight. Also for the Chaos broadcast. Thank all of you that are listening. Yes. Amen. We want to say a final prayer. Amen. We want to give an opportunity for someone that would like to be saved. Amen. No service is really complete unless you offer. Amen. We want to offer Christ. Amen. Amen. You know, folks got the Holy Ghost just through the preaching of the gospel. Did nobody have to lay hands on them? Did nobody have to blow on them? Did nobody have to push them? Just the preaching of the gospel. Amen. They would feel. Amen. Father, we thank you on tonight. We appreciate you. We know that your word won't return to your void. I don't know how far this is reaching, but we believe by faith that this word is going to travel around the world. Let folks know. Let the punishment produce my praise. Like the disciples, the apostles of old, we cannot be ashamed of you. You're counting on us to tell the world about you and who you are. You're counting on us. You're counting on that man. You're counting on that woman that knows you to testify on their job, to testify at the family reunion, to testify amongst in the Walmart about your goodness. You're counting on us. And beloved, tonight I want you to know God is counting on you. He's counting on you to win a soul. He's counting on you to tell your neighbor about him. If there's one under the sound of my voice, you don't know the Lord, and you would like to make your peace, you would like to get yourself in line with him, you want to make him Lord and Savior. Romans 10, 9, 10 says, thyself confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. And we ask that you do that tonight. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. You shall be saved. There's more than to it than just saying it. Now you got to live. You got to live like Christ. Those things, those weaknesses that you know are not pleasing, ask him to take those things away. Sanctify you. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you all tonight. We thank you. We thank you for just another opportunity. It's a privilege. It's an honor and a privilege to preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't know how many hundreds or thousands this may reach, but it is a privilege to preach the gospel. And I thank you for allowing me to be a spokesman for you. Thank you for allowing my family to be spokesmen for you. As we leave this place, but never your presence, Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, tells us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Remember, let the punishment produce your praise. God bless you.